Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with us. Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Campbell. He is the success coach. Doug, I need your website, please.
TheSuccessCoach.com. TheSuccessCoach.com.
And the books are there. Both of your books are there.
Couple books today. I've written a couple books. Douglas Campbell 3 is my name on Amazon.
All right.
But the 1628 solution, the most recent one, are people who went back to, these are real client stories because I'm an exec CEO coach, who went back to what they were passionate about between the ages of 16 and 28 and reinvent themselves, usually by starting their own business.
One was a
brewery. It's interesting. One of my clients is a brewer, and we're just opening a tasting room in Danbury, Connecticut, and, you know, brewing, I think we may have talked about this. When he started 5 years ago, there were 11 breweries in Connecticut. They're now 41, and it's really grown. It's grown all over the country.
Oh, all over the place, yeah. These microbrews popping up everywhere. That's great. So, all right, we'll come back to your innovation. I want to put a little bit of a fine point, because you brought this up. And earlier, he's talking about the Connecticut – how innovative Connecticut has been over the decades and generations, and so many great things have been invented or found or built there, developed there, or whatever, things that you would know. But you also said that the state's got a bad rap because of the way they manage their business, their government. So my question is to you, Doug, and I think this is one that's got to be asked, and I ask of all businesses, I mean, I should say all governments, what I meant to say, I just wonder how much more innovative Connecticut would be if your government dialed back the tax increases and dialed back some of the expenses and operated a little more frugally, a little more, you know, if there wasn't so much money being spent. I wonder maybe if not only the innovations could not have grown in Connecticut, but the people who developed the innovations might have been more likely to stay there. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. I mean, I'm a big fan of split government, and the House and the Senate have been Democrats for 40-plus years.
Yeah,
and,
governor, too.
Unfortunately, a governor for the most part, yeah, and he's been very weak recently. But it's just frustrating because they haven't scaled back the unions, the pension. You know, Illinois is a lot worse shape than Connecticut, but Connecticut's pretty bad,
right?
And right up there. And I think, yeah, they're trying to. You know, we need a new leader who's really got a different approach to cutting expenses and scaling back government. I think that's my personal.
Can that ever happen though in Connecticut? Do you think? I mean, I just wonder if the New England states are ever going to be, even New Hampshire is turning purple. What do you think?
Well, you know, Massachusetts actually cut their tax rates, and they're doing pretty well. But, you know, again, they're very liberal. Yeah, very, you know, strong Democrat. I don't know that there are any elected House members who are Republicans anymore.
And yeah.
There used to be a couple in Connecticut. They lost a bunch of years ago.
And, yeah.
There are very few Republicans. Not that that's good or bad, but I just like different opinions. I like good discussions.
Exactly.
Like,
and of course, folks, we didn't start out talking politics. We started out talking innovation, but you can't talk about innovation without talking about the environment for innovation. And if you look, you know, your movie, Connecticut and New England's movie, and maybe it's already, maybe New York and Illinois are part of that movie, is happening in California. California is playing your movie right now. And you could probably, as I say, add Illinois and New York to that movie. What do you think?
Well, there certainly are a lot of people who have moved to Connecticut, moved to Florida, you know, for tax reasons in the last few years from this area, from New York, greater New York area, I think, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, there's some good things going on in Connecticut, and Connecticut had to, you know, reinvent itself. I mean, a strong military, strong insurance.
Right.
It seems like a big hill to climb right now, but you look at all the.
But how much you lost to major corporations too, though, from because of some of the tax situation?
Oh yeah. When I moved here, Stamford, Connecticut was the number three headquarters in the country after New York and Chicago.
For corporate headquarters. Period.
Corporate headquarters. I think there were 26 or 28 or something like that. You know, and of course, obviously, over time, a number have moved south. Some have been bought out. Some have merged. And GE moved up to Boston. But on the innovation side, there are new companies coming along. There's a lot of medical money. Yale's done a lot with investing in medical technology, and they're very involved. In fact, I mentor Yale students, and they have 10 student groups that get a whole accelerator through the summer. And this one group I'm working with, he's a senior, and he developed a patented hockey rink that you put up in your backyard, ships it in a box. He did $1 million this year in business.
Wow.
And he's a senior.
Wow.
And another one started an energy bar, and he just raised $1 million, and he's a senior. So what we're trying to do is keep some of these talented
people. What Connecticut's got going for it, it's a beautiful state. That's one of the reasons. And they got good folks like Doug Campbell living there. Doug, I need your website one more time, please.
thesuccesscoach.com.
Find his books there, too. Hey, Doug, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim.
See you next time. Doug Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.